As you will hear about a little bit more later on, this morning's parsha is called Truma, and it is about the building of the tabernacle, or at least about the donating of money to build the tabernacle. And the tabernacle is the portable ark, basically, that the Israelites carry through the wilderness, and then it's going to be installed in the temple. And the thing about the ark is, unlike ours, it's never going to be opened. Eventually, as you know, it's going to be put in a floor of the State Department by virtue of Indiana Jones almost recovering it. But until that moment, the ark is never opened. It sits first in its covering through the wilderness, and then it gets installed in the temple. And yet, we're told that it has to be golden on the outside and on the inside. Now, if by any chance this morning we have anybody who's in the field of construction, just if, or home building, they will tell you, I'm sure, that you don't use valuable materials for something that A, has no function, the inside of the ark, and B, will never, ever, ever be seen. Now, the rabbis knew this too, and so they asked, they said, look, we understand why there's gold on the outside of the ark, because that's where everyone can see it, but why put gold on the inside? Now, as you know, rabbis can't leave well enough alone, right? The obvious answer is, well, it's the ark after all, you may as well line it with gold, but they didn't like that idea. They wanted to find a lesson. So they said, this tells you that a true scholar, and we can generalize this to a person of integrity, is tocho kivoro, their inside is like their outside. In other words, you shouldn't be different with each different person that you meet and each situation that you're in, because you should have a certain internal integrity and consistency. Now, everybody's different all the time with different people. We understand that, right? In one situation, you're a parent. In another, you're a friend. In another, you're a professional. And yet, if you're a certain kind of person, all the people in your life who know you will agree on guiding characteristics, because your inside is like your outside. In the 1950s, there was a very popular book written by a sociologist at Harvard, David Riesman, called The Lonely Crowd. And he distinguished between two kinds of people. People he called inner-directed and people he called outer-directed. Outer-directed people, he said, are people who live their lives in response to the expectations of the people around them. And if you ask them, what do you want? They won't really know, because what they're trained to do is to please, to respond to everyone around them, and they can't locate their internal compass. Sometimes they don't have one. Inner-directed people, he said, are sometimes thought of as unsociable, because they will do what they think is right, even in the face of the disapproval of the people around them. America, he thought, was increasingly outer-directed. As there's more social pressure and more media, and he was writing this in the 1950s, right? As there's more social pressure and more media, people tend to learn very early on to respond to others, and they don't have this internal compass. That is, as you know, not the Jewish ideal. The Jewish ideal is tocho kivoro, that you have internal standards that don't actually break down or waver or change in response to what it is that other people expect of you. There's a nice passage in Pirkei Avot, in the Mishnah, that says, in a place where there are no men, b'makom she'ein ish, and man here doesn't mean a male, but it means like an adult, mature, responsible human being, what we would call a mensch. Right? In a place where there are no men, you have to try to be a man. So the usual explanation of that is, in a place where everybody's acting irresponsibly, immaturely, you should be the person who doesn't, right? You should be a man. But there's a nice later interpretation that says what it really means is, when nobody's watching, in a place where there are no men, when nobody's looking at you, when you're all alone, you still have to act like yourself. You still have to be a man. In other words, you have to have a certain amount of inner direction. You have to have gold on the inside as well as on the outside. It's a beautiful lesson and a crucial one, and the rabbis got it from a detail of construction. How fitting for this morning. Let's bring everybody.